Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello and welcome back to the Truth to You Podcast. It is Monday, February the 5th. It's the start of a new week, and I've got Brother Andrew here with me today. I'm so thankful.
Yes, good to be here.
He's here. And we got a little insight for you here in just a second. Once we after we give the title,
yeah, maybe then.
Then we can pivot to that. Okay. All right, we're finishing up the book of Exodus, and glad to do that. We've been in it for about a month and a half now, and final chapter here, final thought, and then we'll put it the book of Exodus to rest and launch in another direction. But before we get to that stuff, let's go ahead to our memory verse, which is Psalm 143 and verse 10. The Bible says, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." Psalm 143:10, one more time. "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." Mm. All right. Exodus chapter 40. And verse 16 here, this is what the verse is that the Lord led Brother Andrew to, and so he'll develop that here after I read the verse. But the verse says this: "Thus did Moses according to all that the Lord commanded him, so did he." And what's this verse talking about here?
Well, you know, if you read through the chapter there, Exodus 40, you'll see the tabernacle is being built by Moses, Aaron, many of the other Israelites, for sure. And the Lord here is giving some commands, a lot of very detailed commands on how to build it, the materials they were to use, you know, even little tiny things they were supposed to put on the walls or the veil that was supposed to go up. All of these little things were particular, very particular.
Yeah.
And you'll see throughout the chapter it says, "And so, as the Lord commanded Moses." You'll see that throughout the whole chapter. Mm-hmm. And we get to verse 16, and it talks about how Moses, he did so. "He, thus did Moses, according to all that the Lord commanded him, so did he." All of these little things that the Lord wanted him to do, and he took the time to make those details count, do the little things that the Lord had told him to.
That's great.
And really what this chapter anchors for me is that the Lord's concerned about details.
Mm.
In, you know, here with the tabernacle and all throughout the beginning of the Old Testament here, you'll see a lot of laws and rules and small little things, building tabernacle or whatever it may be, that the Lord was concerned about. He wanted things done a particular way. And this transitions into our life perfectly, yeah. I think, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, the details that we may think are small, insignificant, don't really matter, are very important to the Lord.
Yes.
And, you know, how we do things sometimes is more important than that we do them at all.
Mm-hmm.
How we do them is very important.
Mm-hmm.
The way we get there. I preached a message on honesty not that long ago, and this aspect is in honesty, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
And how the Lord is concerned that we tell the truth exactly how it is without leaving details out, without shading or coloring something to favor us or to hide something that we don't like.
Yes.
You know, to be have the details correct how they're supposed to be.
It's good.
In many areas of life, I believe that the Lord wants us to be truthful and honest and that the details be correct.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And, you know, I can't help but think about, you know, the people who had a hand in this, you know, those construction workers, so to speak, those on the job, on the site, that were charged with, you know, building this stuff, putting it together, and I imagine, boy, there was probably an expectation of, well, I got to do a good job, right? I mean, the inspector ultimately is going to be the Lord in regards to this. Like, you know, I hope, you know, he's pleased with our efforts. And yet, wow, I mean, the application to our lives is, you say, well, we're not building a tabernacle or, you know, the stuff, furniture for it or anything like that, but boy, we labor on behalf of the Lord as believers, and we ought to be concerned, just like they were, with the details. He's given us a ministry, a job, responsibilities, you know, as you pursue your education and homework and all of that. The way in which you go about doing that, you know, the details involved. Well, Lord cares.
He does. He does. You know, I was thinking about, you know, they're building the tabernacle here.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Temple and tabernacle are similar.
Mm-hmm.
And just as they're building the temple in the Old Testament, and later the temple, the tabernacle here, we're, you could say in a sense, building the temple of ourselves.
We're
the temple of the Lord now.
Uh-huh.
And what we're doing with our lives is kind of like putting up a board in the temple of our lives for the Lord, or hanging a picture on his wall.
Yes.
Our actions very much are kind of like that. And however we do, the details that we include or don't include are going to show up there in the temple of the Lord.
Yeah.
There's that old phrase that the devil's in the details.
Mm.
And I was just thinking, you know, if the devil's concerned about the details, if he's trying to change little things here and there to get us to miss small things, you know, he's trying to turn the details in a wrong way, in the opposite direction, because he knows they're important.
Right.
He knows they're important.
Right.
Just as the Lord is concerned about them, that makes the devil concerned about them. Because he knows if he can change those little things, he'll get us to be unprofitable.
Yep. Yep. It's so true. And, you know, we had to laugh a little bit as we were starting this episode because there was somebody who forgot a little detail of making sure that the mics were charged appropriately that we're using, and that resulted in us wasting about 10 minutes on an episode that you will never hear.
No.
Because it's gone forever. But I wonder if maybe this was even a little better.
Maybe
more meaningful.
Maybe to us at least.
That's right.
A little more meaningful.
Yes. All right. Well, that'll do it for us here today. And the details do matter. They matter in your life and in mine. Let's walk with the Lord, looking to please him in everything we do and say and think. And before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day. It is Nico. So, Nico, we're praying for you, and I hope that you're out there today listening, and just want you to know that we love you and asking the Lord to give you wisdom as you live your life for his glory. Hey, thanks for listening today. Come back and join us again tomorrow as we study some more timeless truth together. Take care.